be looking at verse 14. That's Isaiah 63. It's interesting, we're going to be talking about rest. It said in that song, that hymn we just sung, do you rest each moment in the crucified? Interesting how they'll connect. I'm in Isaiah 64, and I'm sorry, Isaiah 63, final answer, Isaiah 63, verse 14, and we'll just do a flyover. As a beast goeth down into the valley, the Spirit of the Lord caused him to rest. So didst thou lead thy people to make thyself a glorious name. And I may be preaching as Stephen to myself. I misquoted this verse to Stephen a few months ago, and in reading it over again, I see it. The error of my ways. I had misquoted it. The Lord causeth them to rest. And that kind of sounds biblical, but that's not what it says here. It says the Lord caused him to rest. And I don't think it's a stretch to think that God enables us to rest each night. That if he was able to do it for him in this verse, which if you jump back to verse 11, you see the hymn that they're speaking of is indeed Moses. If God can make Moses to sleep, then he will allow you to sleep, to rest. And I pray that each of you is sleeping well tonight. And if not, I don't think it would be a stretch to say that there's probably something between you and God. Maybe God wants more of you, or maybe you want more of God. Peter, maybe try shutting the TV off an hour before bed. That might help. But
now you're meddling.
Now I'm meddling. So, whose hymn? We're talking to Moses in verse 11. But to start that verse over again, it starts as a beast. As a beast goeth down into the valley, and I'm a pretty visual person. I think of Brother Jim. You might not know this, but in New York they'll give you a black bear permit every time you get a whitetail license. So it's kind of like you're out there, you're swinging from a tree, and you think maybe I'll see a black bear with my little bow and arrow here. And it's I don't know if you've seen videos of black bear, but they don't have a problem climbing up a tree either. So it's been an answer to prayer. I haven't seen one. But as a beast, in Ecclesiastes 19, the tail end of it says, a man hath no preeminence above a beast, for all is vanity. We're nothing special. And in Revelation, it speaks of a beast with seven heads and 10 horns. And on his head is the name of blasphemy. And I think even Satan has an appointed hour. Verse 14 again. The Lord caused him to rest. So didst thou lead thy people. Whose people are they talking to? Who's the thy there? That's Moses. And we know that, jumping to verse 14, it says, O Lord, why hast thou made us to err from thy ways? So these aren't God's people, they're Moses' people. And what are they seeking? They're seeking a name, a glorious name for themselves. In 1 Thessalonians, it says, we would walk worthy of God, who hath called unto his kingdom and glory. So we shouldn't be walking for our glory, to make a glorious name for ourselves. It should be for his glory. And I think that's what that verse is trying to say. Thank you for your time.
Very good.